Blog Talk Radio.
Come to you with Bible study. If you want to, talk about tonight, Black on Radio. Tonight is Bible study. We're going to talk about God and how our knowledge was stole from us. Knowledge to run the pyramids, the white man. We still got the knowledge, but we got to bring it forth. I want to thank you, Sister Bright Star, that I talked to. I want to tell you that I'm on every night. You can cut me on. Right here at Blog Talk Radio. And we're praying for the people over in Hawaii. So many people died. I think 106 might have been up that died. Keep them in your prayers. They found out a lightning hit a post and fire. And 106 people, that's a lot of people, died over in Hawaii. Our mind got to stay focused on getting our knowledge back. All the knowledge of the universe belongs to us. And we don't know that. So we're going to talk about tonight, the knowledge that was stolen from us and our ancestors. We are gods, but we don't have our stuff. Our stuff was stolen. Well, bitch, what stuff are you talking about? We was able to build a pyramid. We was able to fly without planes. We were able to go to the house to us. And I want to thank Sister Mary Hawkins. I don't know if she called tonight. A lot of people didn't call in because they didn't know we were back on the air. But we The Bible is the written book, Bible study. But there is another they call revelation knowledge. And that's so that's knowledge within knowledge. I want you to get ready for that tonight. I want to thank Sister Lisa for working with us. And I'm praying much for Sister Ramona, and Mother in my spirit tonight. I'm praying for all those lost loved ones over in Hawaii that there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. So I want you to get ready tonight. Get your pills. Knowledge. You want knowledge. I was talking to one young lady and her son had went to jail, and they gave him life. But he didn't do all that they gave him. And I was telling her that we were praying and we're going to come. I know some of you said, Bishop, how that can be? By faith and the knowledge of God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him tonight shall not have she come to the show every night when she not sleep, and, you know, and Pearl come every now and then. But I want to say to you, you called me from Louisiana, and you was telling me, tell this young man to come and see his uncle. He's 80 years old, and his nephew. Gremlin. So tonight we're talking about who stole the knowledge, your knowledge. Now you saying I've been to school. I ain't talking about going to school. You know how to be a parent. You know how to be a full airplane was made. All the stuff in Egypt, they coming. All that stuff was made by black folks. Where's the knowledge? Knowledge was stolen. And we need to recoup knowledge back. I'm praying for you, and you, that God will bless you. And I want to say tonight, I got a call at least. Now, you should be. Our knowledge was stolen. We was kings, and we was goddess. That knowledge was stolen. We're gonna talk about that knowledge and how we able one on the planet. That back. We are the chosen people. We are the chosen race. We are the original man, the original one, black. Don't be scared of being black. Don't be scared of yourself. But in the spirit realm, we're going to take all our stuff back. That's what we're going to do. Take all our stuff back that was stolen. And we're working on that stolen. And we're going to get it back. And as we get it back, I want you to listen, or you might understand where you at. You see?
On the Christ thing, by throwing a historical person up in there and saying, there's this historical person that did these same things. If we speak about the same things in every culture. You see?
But you're saying that the origin of that is where? Of the origin of this?
And beyond that, what is called the pre-dynastic which is called Typhonian, or Draconian, or Obsidian. These are names of the worship of pre-dynastic Egypt. That there was tons of this particular information around until 1907. Gerald Massey went into the British Museum and copied tons of this Typhonian material. It was 6 feet long. Nation is out of the world, which is the last one in 1907. That's what Genesis 1888. And the first volume, we're going to get it 1881. So we're going to get it 1881, that's what Genesis 1888, and it's the black world, 1907. After 1907, the government came in and locked down of the secret society in Europe and America. Locked down on all of the three dynastic texts. And if you want to touch it, and went down to Abel Simbel. There's 200 Typhonian temples. And they built an Aswan Dam in which is the pre-dynastic. Because they found Hebrew writings in the kids in those cities. And they found a lot of things in contrary to history. So you know the white man don't know of nothing. The
world.
And the spiritual world became a shadow and later on disappeared. But in that sweet biblical time, that's the people God. Is it not written in your law to hear God? John chapter 10, verse 34. So we're talking about something that goes back thousands of years. At least 10,000 years of Christian history. And hundreds of thousands of years in the spiritual history. You see. Of the spiritual history. So this text really predates Christianity. Hundreds of thousands of years, if not millions. You see what I'm saying? But the thing that Christianity did to give them a monopoly over that was they disorganized the ancient text. And before that, it was a plan that basically your soul is in Christ. And that's what the Christ is. It is the process of your soul going from one level to interpreting itself. And you went to school and chips to learn how to do
to the back.
One is a political name, and one is a coincidental act that you can do with another step. Well, if that gets it out of the esoteric. Now, going back to recap this, what happened was, if all you do is bring information during the time of the temple, I was defeating. When it was the last temple, they took all the information, translated it into Arabic, translated it into Coptic, even into Greek, Latin. Then those particular priests, like the kids, who come to the world from the region, under the banner of Islam and Morocco, and then Memphis is what went on the picture. Now, why was that? Well, number one, they understood prophecy.
Thank you.
revelation to them. And they understand that there's going to be this land that's going to be established at the end of the earth. You get into that and we're going to another point. They understood we very well better make the white boy. As opposed to barbarian.
Thank you. Thank you. And they went down, he decided he guided them Yeah, you can have all them woman, but that ain't got nothing to do with money.
conversation that I have You see what I'm saying? I can't depend on it. So that means that if I'm going to do a record on finding an artist, I'm going to be a record on finding an artist. Now, like I said, if eggs is the talk, why the hell we don't see no eggs in the damn zoo now? Well, hey, I just don't know. If an egg learned how to talk,
Thank you.